This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Dr. Ryan Crawl says he's pleased with the first 5 years in office and is looking forward to the remainder of his second term. Crawl says one of the main focuses has been trade.
We've really focused on international trade. It's so important to realize that if you want to support Kentucky farmers, then you need to support the ability of us to sell our food and fiber across our country's lines and over the world, where 96% of the world's consumers live outside the U.S.
Commissioner Quarles says a number of improvements have been made at the Kentucky Department of Agriculture.
We've reduced the number of employees we have at the KDA. We've been able to reduce the number of vehicles we have on the road, while at the same time modernizing our internal functions. We've been able to digitize and get our employees on computers and tablets instead of writing up handwritten reports. And so we're doing things in a more judicious and taxpayer-friendly way.
He says the Department of Ag also renewed their focus on customer service.
Making sure that we are a customer service-oriented agency, that we serve Kentucky's farmers first and foremost. So when they call our office, they're getting the phone call back the same day, and we're troubleshooting for them. And oftentimes, it's about really technical issues that sometimes requires immediate research or a phone call to Washington, D.C.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? You might just find it on HiBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HiBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. It's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, even arcade games. You can search for items by name or simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HiBid.com. That's HiBid.com, and find what you're looking for today.